From the outset, I'll state my strong opposition to coal seam gas mining. I'm not opposed to it because of the risk associated with the processes they seek to use, which I believe are manageable. But I am strongly opposed to using any fossil fuels when we do not need to. We have the knowledge and the technology to survive on renewable energy sources. We just have to make the commitment to do so and make these energy sources more mainstream so they become more affordable. Focusing on coal seam gas mining, I've bit my tongue so many times in recent months when listening to people discuss the issues or in reading comments posted online. I have heard and seen discussion and information individuals have come into contact with that they then regurgitate as factual. A quick search online often determines most of the material being relied on is from biased activist websites with clear agendas, and the material often does not seem to have any scientific support. One source I tend to trust is the CSIRO, the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organisation. The CSIRO is Australia's national science agency and one of the largest and most diverse research agencies in the world. They deliver solutions for agribusiness, energy and transport, environment and natural resources, health, information technology, telecommunications, manufacturing, and mineral resources. Since the CSIRO is not controlled by the state of New South Wales, I strongly believe they are impartial. Their impartiality was recently supported by their media release on 4 September 2012 in relation to advertisements being aired by the APPEA, the Australian Petroleum Production and Exploration Association, also known as the Voice of Australia's Oil and Gas Industry. The advertisements claim the CSIRO and government studies have shown that groundwater is safe with coal seam gas. The CSIRO not only rejected the claim made in the commercial, they denied ever making such a statement and stated that their research does not support it. They then went a step further. The CSIRO stated, as they have done publicly in the past, that coal seam gas extraction is likely to pose a low risk to groundwater quality through contamination. They then addressed other matters such as aquifer levels. So we have the mining companies saying coal seam gas mining is safe. There is nothing unusual about that. The activists and the environmentalists say it will cause the end of the world as we know it if it is permitted. Again, nothing unusual here. The middle ground is coming from the unbiased CSIRO. They say it is not completely safe and will not cause the end of the world as we know it, but they believe there is a low risk to groundwater quality. Groundwater levels will fall, and they continue to undertake research to better understand the impacts of coal seam gas extraction on groundwater quality and quantity. A link to the CSIRO press release will be provided on the Big Rob's Facebook page and the Big Rob's website. With all that said, it is time to look at what has been happening in the Lismore area to try and stop this low-risk industry. The former New South Wales Labor government issued all the mining licenses. Not much opposition came at that time. Queensland has permitted it for some time, and we heard very little about it. Labor are also in power in Queensland. The last state election saw massive swings against Labor and successful Liberal governments take control. The CSG movement began to gain momentum. Since Queensland already had an industry operating, many activists jumped across the border and found themselves in Lismore, an area known for activism with regards to almost any issue. The local bombardment began, and people began to listen. They were told horror stories and shown documentaries. They were also sold a little book called The Activist's Handbook. Someone was now making money from the CSG issue, and it was creating a lot of support. The local media also ate it up and published the stories since it sold newspapers. Step in Lismore City Council Mayor Jenny Devious-Dow, and the issue now gains considerably more momentum due to her popularity. It did not matter that the issue is one that must be directed at the state government. There were votes to be had, and she was having them. Devious-Dow then took the CSG fight a step further and successfully gained support in a 6-5 vote to conduct a poll, unnecessarily wasting ratepayer money, even though the result was going to be obvious. No other council followed her lead. Funnily enough, the councillor who cast the final vote supporting the poll did not succeed in his attempt to be re-elected at the most recent election. He was ousted, and the Country Labor Party secured an extra seat following their newfound CSG popularity. This tactical move by Devious-Dow meant that Lismore City Council would hold off on lobbying the state government for over 5 months until the result of the poll was known. They would do nothing. Following the poll, they would write a single letter outlining the result of the poll and the opposition to coal seam gas mining in our area. One letter to represent us all. You could just see the state government quivering in their boots. Now for some statistics. 21,608 out of 24,878 formal votes counted voted no to CSG. This was 86.86% of the Lismore City Council votes counted. For those wondering, the total population of Lismore was 44,225 in 2006. The formal votes make up 56.25% of the population. It seems as though a lot of the population are ineligible to vote. The population of New South Wales is about 7.24 million people. The 21,608 no voters represent only 0.30% of the state. Even if every member of the Lismore community could vote and voted no, it would only represent 0.61%. It does not take a genius to work out that these numbers are completely ineffective to influence anything at the state level represented in a single letter. The delay of 5 months, which provided many with false hope that our mayor would stop CSG in our area if re-elected, resulted in disaster just days after the results of the poll were known. The now New South Wales Liberal government were compelled to reissue licences. Even more recently, the New South Wales Planning Minister, Brad Hazzard, said, well, it's going to happen, to Devious Dell in relation to coal seam gas mining. It seems the decisions were well and truly made after waiting for so long to act, and we have all wasted our time and effort. At this time, I can really only see three winners in all this. 1. Those selling the activist handbook. 2. Devious Dell getting re-elected off the back of coal seam gas. And 3. The mining companies. Without a structured legal challenge, there were really only ever three options available to stop coal seam gas mining since the former New South Wales Labor government gave out the licences. These included 1. The mining companies return the licences. 2. The mining companies are allowed to start mining and the licences are revoked as they breach conditions. And 3. The current New South Wales Liberal government take back the licences, pay out billions of dollars in compensation, bankrupt the state and never be re-elected again. None of these options were practical. I will discuss option 4, a structured legal challenge, in my next rant. You are listening to River FM 92.9 and I'm Big Rob. Big Rob's rant is interactive while being broadcast. You can find me on Facebook by following the links to Big Rob's rant on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.